Chief Pemmican is another story of the Plains Indians. We actually harvested a recipe from the Cherokee Indians. And keep in mind, if you were a Cherokee Indian member back in 1810 in the Great Plains, you didn't have any refrigeration. And the true Indian pemmican basically is about 55% dried beef jerky, which has been ground up very finely by two young Indian boys that are pounding this jerky against a rock to produce a little fine like bacon bits. The other portion of it is going to be the tallow, especially the kidney tallow. That's the purest tallow inside the carcass of the beef animal or the buffalo. And they would get everything to the right temperature, and they would combine the dried beef, which has been naturally preserved by the dryness and the moisture's out of it. And of course, the tallow, they heat it to 120 degrees to make it melt, and the water separated off and all the impurities come off. Then they would mold those two, the ground jerky and the liquefied tallow, at about 85 degrees, and they would make them into patties, like hamburger patties. And these things would dry, and the Indian braves would carry these off to battle or on hunting trips, and that was a protein source and a calorie source. They would also add raw honey if they had it available, and they would also add dried cherries, which is another preservative factor. We sell a pemmican bar that weighs 0.2 pounds or 3.2 ounces, and that bar contains about 18 to 20 grams of protein and about 300 to 350 calories, depending upon the test. And there's no other typical additives that you would see at a convenience store or jerky counter. I mean, all we add to it is just the dried cherries, unheated honey, and the beef jerky and the beef tallow. And it is the only product of its kind in America today that's being sold with that recipe that I am aware of. And we've had great success with athletes. They just talk about phenomenal increase in energy. Several strength coaches are actually pushing it rather rapidly onto their athletes. It's just turned out to be a really, really good story.